As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
She has a friend that wants to plan an epic surprise party, but another friend is overstepping their boundaries. So what should she do about it? We will get to that here in just one second. There was a rumor floating around the station yesterday that huge diva in the building late yesterday afternoon. And that was Kristen joining Mo's podcast.
I was like, how did I miss this?
Right?
Gosh.
So you joined Mo yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I don't even know how it came about. I think it was because Bert was joining the podcast. Uh-huh. So I jokingly said, when am I going to join the podcast? As a complete joke, not thinking Mo and Katie would want me on their podcast.
And it was ironic because Katie and I had literally just been talking about it. I was like, you think KK will come on? And Katie was like, let's ask her. And then, like, you asked us to join.
Yeah, and again, thinking it, like, as a total joke, like, no, they what are they going to talk to me about? They don't want to talk to me. And Mo's eyes lit up, and then Katie got super excited. And
she jumped on the window like Spider-Man.
And I'm like, well, then, all right, let's do an episode of In the Moment together.
Yep,
man, you're having Mo FOMO.
But I have no Mo FOMO anymore.
No Mo, it went down. It was fun too, a lot of fun.
So the ones that we cut, are those running this week?
Yep.
Okay, and then KK is in 2 weeks?
Yep, yes. 2 weeks.
Okay, all right.
We got it.
What'd she get out of you?
Shocker. We got deep.
We did it. We got very deep.
He got back at me by making me cry.
Yep, there was some tears shed.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
And I came bearing gifts because I brought hot wings.
Hey, it was great. That.
No, you didn't bring us new wings.
Oh, well, first time I brought vodka, we went through the whole bottle. That was bad.
Entire bottle.
No, I heard about that. We did not drink.
Yeah. it was smart.
All right, so that's in 2 weeks, and Mo's podcast is called In the Moment. All right, Katie, tell us about this birthday party that you're trying to plan or something.
I'm not trying to plan.
Okay.
It's a friend of a friend. Anywho, I'm going to give you names.
Ability.
Yeah. All right. So there's a friend. We're going to call her Asia, right? And Asia's birthday is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Asia.
And yeah, happy birthday to Asia. So she has two other friends, her best friends, Tasha and Cynthia, right?
Okay.
And Tasha decided to create a group chat and was like, hey, with all of Asia's friends, Asia's birthday's coming up. She's never had a surprise birthday. I think we should plan something for her. Everyone's like, all right, cool, cool, cool. Start putting your thoughts out. And Cynthia was on this group chat. And Cynthia was like, I think I can do something better. So Cynthia created a separate group chat and added other people and was like, hey, I want to plan a surprise party for Asia because I know Asia longer. Now, to give you a backstory, Asia and Cynthia have been best friends since middle school.
Okay.
Right? But within the last 6 months, they've been falling out. They haven't been on good terms. And their friendship is fading.
So is this Cynthia's way of getting back in Asia's good graces?
That's what I think.
Okay.
Did they fall out over a reason or it just kind of was fading on its own?
It was just naturally just fading.
Okay.
On its own. And Asia's expressed this with Tasha that, I still kind of want to have this friendship with Cynthia, but it's not the same. So Cynthia wants to plan a birthday party. She's like, I know Asia better. And Tasha's like, I actually know Asia better. And so now it's a battle off. And they're both in this group chat and they're trying to battle off of who's going to have this better surprise party.
And you're in both group chats?
Yes. And so it's this back and forth. And I'm like, okay, is there a way there can be a compromise?
That was tacky of Cynthia, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It is.
To create a sub group text, trying to pull out the surprise party from underneath Asia. No, from Tasha.
Tasha. And Tasha doesn't want to ruin Asia's party, like, because she wants to do something big and she wants to include Cynthia on it. So it's Tasha's trying to figure out how can everyone just get along and make this work without it being drama.
Does Tasha know about the side group text?
Yeah, she's in it too. I don't know why she did that.
What?
Yes. How does
that so make bizarre.
Sense? It's so confusing because Cynthia was like, my group has more of Asia's real friends. And it's people that Asia doesn't even talk to. It's Cynthia trying to include her friends on this birthday party.
So instead of hitting up, when Tasha sent that original group text, and she's the one initiating this, Cynthia could hit up and be like, hey, we need to add XYZ. They would love to attend the party. So instead, she's like, no, I'm going to create my own group text and include Tasha in it to make her look and feel stupid because I want to prove I know Asia better.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Here's a grand idea. Since this is supposed to be about Asia, why don't they put their minds together and come up with one epic party that will work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
But how to get them to do that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Girls are simply not this simple, Mo.
Okay, guys. Yep, exactly. I shot my shot.
1 + 2 does not equal 3 with women.
But could you use the competitiveness between both these women here to actually make a better over-the-top party?
Kind of. But then wouldn't it be too much going on?
I mean, can there be too much going on at a party?
No.
Like, say if one wants to have a party at a venue and another one wants to do a winery tour in one weekend. Like, they're on opposite ends of what they want to do.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Which one is first? Which one is happening first?
No, they want to do it on the same weekend.
The same day?
Yes.
But then it's not a surprise. It's like, surprise. And then 2 hours later, surprise.
Maybe that's the surprise. There's two surprises.
The thing is that Asia doesn't know that she's getting a surprise party in general. She doesn't know that there's going to be a party at all.
I don't know how to get out of this one.
How do you finagle this? So here would be my suggestion for you to slide in and try and infiltrate this. I think, and this is kind of messed up, I think Tasha might have to fall on the sword on this one and maybe sacrifice that surprise party and say, hey, Cynthia, can we work together on this? You know, we're already planning to. I've got this really cool plan. I've already got a group of people. Let's just merge. And maybe that'll satisfy Cynthia because she gets to head it up, but then Tasha can be a part of it.
Behind the scenes. Okay. I'm going to
do something.
Okay. I'm going to try to.
The rest of us are looking like, somebody better say something. I don't got any ideas at all.
I've done this before.
Okay.
Thank you.
That might be your only option at this point.
We'll see how that goes.
Or enjoy both parties that you're going to be going to regardless.
Yep. The Burt Show.